Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode. You know, I was thinking about something the other day. We talk a lot about connecting with leads, qualifying them, moving them down the funnel. But what about making them feel like we actually know them?
Exactly. That sense of, hey, this isn't just another mass email blast. That's where personalization kicks in. And when it's done right, it's like rocket fuel for outbound sales.
Today, we're digging into the role of personalization in sales. We're talking about why it matters, how segmentation makes it possible, and how we scale it without losing that human touch.
And everything we're unpacking, it's straight from our work here at Atlantic Growth Solutions. We're pulling insights from our campaigns, our client wins, and the systems we use every single day.
Let's start with the biggie. Why personalization matters so much?
So here's the thing, the B2B buyer isn't some faceless brand entity. It's a human, a decision maker, a leader with pain points, objectives, and let's be honest, an inbox full of salesy noise.
Ugh, the noise. You know what cuts through that? Getting an email or a message that actually feels like it was written for you, and not in that fake first name inserted kind of way.
Right. We call out that personalization is about tailoring communications to individual preferences and behaviors. That's the gold. It makes the interaction relevant.
Yeah. Relevance is what keeps a lead from ghosting you. And that ties into trust. Personalization shows that we've done our homework, that we care about solving their problems, not just hitting our own quotas.
And speaking of solving problems, let's talk about our secret weapon here at Atlantic Growth Solutions, the PRI, MP system.
Oh yes, prioritization, research, insight, multi-channel, and personalization. That last P, it's not an afterthought.
We highlight how every message we send is fully personalized. We take the prospect's specific pain points and align them with why we're a great partner.
It's not just name-dropping their company. It's using vertical insights. Maybe they're in health tech or logistics. We adjust our language, our examples, even our channel strategy to match that.
That's how you build resonance. And here's the kicker. We don't wait until the prospect is warm. We personalize from first touch.
Yep. Because a cold email that sounds like it knows you, that's not cold anymore.
Let's dig deeper into segmentation now, because let's be honest, personalization at scale requires segmentation.
Absolutely. You can't tailor 100 messages a day if you're not working from smart segments. Otherwise, you're just winging it.
We talk about building ideal customer profiles, ICPs, and buyer personas. That's your first segmentation layer.
Yep, and when we build ICPs, we're pulling data like job titles, industry verticals, pain points, budget thresholds. The works. But we're also going deeper, like decision-making style. Are they data-driven or risk-tolerant?
Exactly. And segmentation isn't just about who they are. It's about where they are in the funnel. Someone in awareness needs something very different than someone considering a contract.
Right. That's why we emphasize continuous testing, because your segments evolve.
And that's where our automation tech comes in. CRM systems like HubSpot and automation platforms like Reply.io and Apollo help us dynamically segment leads based on behavior.
And behavior-based segmentation? That's the game changer. If someone clicks a case study on logistics optimization, boom, we know what to follow up with.
It's how you scale relevance without burnout.
Speaking of scale, let's talk tools. Because personalization at the enterprise level isn't possible without the right tech stack.
Right. We cover how tools like CRM systems and sales automation tech aren't just about logging activity. They're central to creating personalized journeys.
Yeah, like with Marketing 360, that CRM that integrates lead organization, task allocation, and campaign tracking all in one. That's a command center for personalization.
And then there's email marketing platforms like MailChimp, where you can build dynamic fields into campaigns. You're not just saying, hey, Jack. You're referencing industry-specific pain points or solution case studies.
And don't sleep on chatbots. We talk about how they engage prospects in real time. The moment someone lands on a site, they're guided with a personalized flow based on what page they're on, what they've clicked, what they need.
Personalized and instant. That's a winning combo.
But here's the real secret. None of the tools matter if your messaging isn't dialed in. You can have the fanciest automation, but if the copy still reads like a brochure, you've lost them.
Exactly. Messaging needs to reflect deep research. We talk about how valuable content is what positions you as a thought leader. That's the foundation. No one wants another generic sales pitch.
And that's where our revenue engineers shine. Their outreach is customized, it's multi-channel, and it's aligned with each prospect's buying cycle.
Shout out to the team, they make personalization look effortless. But behind every tailored message is a mountain of prep and smart tech.
So let's recap. We've covered the why of personalization, because it builds trust and resonance. We've explored segmentation, how ICPs, buyer personas, and behavior-based triggers allow us to scale. And we've highlighted the tech that makes it possible.
But even more than that, we've shown that personalization isn't just a buzzword. It's a competitive edge, one that, when executed well, shortens sales cycles and increases close rates.
And honestly, it just feels better. Because when we approach people like humans, they respond like humans.
So whether you're a CRO or a RevOps lead, if you're not personalizing your outreach in 2025, you're already behind.
Couldn't agree more. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode. We hope this gives you a few ideas to personalize your own sales approach.
Or at least makes you think twice before blasting that same email template to 500 leads.
Catch you next time. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.